This is a sequence for recuperation. You'll need to get equipment for yourself to lie out. So preferably a bolster, blankets, and a strap. You'll be starting in well-supported Supta Baddha-Konasana, followed by Supta Virasana, Adho Mukha Virasana, Adho Mukha Svanasana, Shirsasana, and chair-supported Savangasana. So lying over your support, adjust yourself properly, be in the center of your support, and see that your body's centralized and it's not getting tilted. So don't lie down casually. Release the buttocks away from the waist towards the leg side. Adjust your arms, shoulders, trapezius. The arms should be lengthened away, rolling the shoulders, the shoulder bones, shoulder blades away from the neck and release downward. Keep the head in the straight position so it's not getting tilted anywhere. Adjust your support so that the head isn't tilted backward or forward. Otherwise, tensions will be in the back of the mouth, the throat, the root of the tongue. Widen your knees from the sides of the pubic plate. Extend the tailbone and move it slightly up, and the legs will separate more. There's tightness coming from the tailbone. It has to be opened. What happens when you're lying down on a bolster? The tailbone and the sacrum region go descending down. So don't allow the sacrum to descend. If it's down on the floor with heaviness, it gets stuck and the pelvic region won't open. So the tailbone needs to extend and be held into the body. So the pubic plate gets well opened, widened, and the space has to be felt on the organic body. The organic body should not remain congested. So you're using the belt so you can spread your abdomen. So any inner congestion, inner pressures on the abdominal organs has to be removed. The more you create space, the organic body has freedom. From that lower portion of the abdomen, you have to see that there's a slight lift in the lower abdominal organs towards the thoracic region, so nothing remains hanging down. So you're using that belt to enable the spread so that freedom and releasing from any inner grip. Because if there's inner grip, heaviness comes in your abdomen. or a kind of pain or spasm comes in your abdomen. You've got to release that area. And it's often the fear complex that makes the abdomen have a kind of hardness. And now that hardness you have to release. Eyes quiet. Soft, slow, quiet inhalation and exhalation. And you'll find as the pelvic is broadening, your breathing also becomes smooth, especially smooth towards the thoracic chest. Often it's because of that heaviness, the wrong grip in your abdomen. It makes the breath heavy in the thoracic chest. So if you broaden the pelvic, open the groins, you'll find the breathing becoming smoother there in the chest. And that will help you relieve of the inner stresses, especially any stress in that abdominal region. Don't hold yourself hard anywhere. In fact, when you're adjusting your body, you have to feel that you're putting your mind into that position. The mind remains there in your arms, your legs, your torso, head, front of the trunk, everywhere. So correct your position for the state of the mind. So the mind remains there and it doesn't run away. It remains parallel to the inner layers of the body. Stay in that position. So remove the obstacles first at the body level. Eyes quietened. You'll also find as the pelvic area broadens, your breathing becomes smoother. Often it's because of the heaviness or the wrong grip in the abdomen. It makes the breath heavy in the chest. So if you broaden the pelvis, open the groins, you find the breathing becomes smoother in your chest. And that relieves you from the inner stress, especially the stress in the abdominal organs. So inhale and exhale slowly in such a manner that the stress on the abdominal region is taken off. See that the inhalation process is creating space in that region. See, you don't tighten yourself. You don't harden yourself. The throat, tongue, passive. Cheeks, passive. So the endocrine system from the inside is in a relaxed state. Any hardness is hormonal disturbance. Any stress is hormonal disturbance. Take off that stress. And the hormonal disturbance doesn't happen in that area. In order to keep the releasing of the muscular body, the skeletal body, the breath acts as a friend. In order to put the body in a proper positioning, your breath is important. It plays an important role, especially allowing the thoracic and the abdominal regions to be in a proper state. The breath plays a huge role. So feel that soft, slow, quiet inhalation. Soft, slow, quiet exhalation. Quieting the head, the temples, the eyes, the eyeballs. See that you bring the body into its position. Then when you're ready, change. Readjust yourself into Supta Virasana over the bolsters. The thighs recede as you go back. The thighs have to recede completely downward. Normally what happens, the thighs are tense. When you walk, when you stand, the thighs are tense. Now in Supta Virasana, if they recede back, if you find the legs are having the right added extension and at the same time having recession, in the extension there is recession, and therefore you find you're having relaxation at the same time. There's no hindrance to your circulation. Pay attention to how you're lying yourself out, because the physical body now will be hankering for the relaxation. It wants to go into a relaxed state immediately. And that's the gross body. So the outer gross body, skeletal, muscular systems have to be adjusted properly. So there's no tilts, tensions, hardnesses. You have to feel that the legs are balanced in an extended state. The shoulders go back, extend the sides of the neck. The neck shouldn't be shortened. Close your eyes. The floating ribs and the intercostal muscles. With the inhalation process, move the skin fibers slightly up. Eyes completely closed. Spread your arms to the sides. Slow, soft inhalation. Slow, quiet exhalation. With the skin fibers spreading slightly up. You have to open the thoracic chest in such a manner that the ribs and the intercostal muscles from the center of the chest to the side spread. The center of the sternum, you have to open. So the chest is getting open from the sides. The chest and the back ribs have to be evenly balanced. Normally one side shrinks down and the other side comes upward. Here in Supta Virasana, be sensitive to this area, which side of the spine is shrinking and which side's coming up, and centralize your body. Though you're in a lying position, your back ribs shouldn't go into a sleepy state, especially the lower rib region. The bottom floating ribs come slightly upward, and you find the chest rejuvenation coming. The chest region getting the length and helping you with the smooth, soft inhalation and exhalation. Allow the breath to spread with that slow, soft inhalation, slow, soft exhalation. The inhalation from the sternum and the ribs are spreading to the sides, and the intercostal muscles are finding the space. With the ribs opening, the intercostal muscles open. So with the inhalation, see that your chest spreads to the sides like the branches of a tree. Slow, soft exhalation so the chest, which has been spread, doesn't get dropped at all suddenly. And the brain cells have to recede along with that exhalation process. Connect that. That means the chest is open with the inhalation, and while exhaling, the intercostal muscles are not suddenly allowed to drop. And you have to see the brain cells receding along with that. Temples quiet, eyebrows quiet, upper eyelids have to be brought down to allow the face to relax. If there's any tension in the throat, you'll find high blood pressure increasing. Throat passive. As you know, the inner walls of the throat still have a kind of heaviness. If that's happening, raise your head and readjust. Relax the tongue. Tongue should not be ascending. The tongue should not go to the upper palate. The tongue should rest on the lower palate. The forehead, temples, rested. There is a connecting channel, a connecting bridge from the brain to the brawn, and from the brawn to the brain. So keep the inner walls of your throat passive. The attention differs at that time. So no more the mind can remain flying if you look into the throat. A kind of firm contact is established between the brain, the senses of perception towards the inner body, as it often said, relax your cheeks, your jaws, the corners of the lips. This objective teaching is for you to find yourself inside what's happening. The whole process of relaxation has its own timing, and you have to give it that timing, because it doesn't come under your control straight away. But you have to observe and look within, and in that manner start to quieten also the senses of perception. In a practical way, understand what happens if the chin ascends upward. If your chin goes upward, the head goes upward and the tongue gets stuck. The tongue gets stuck, and that means the brain also gets stuck. And the brain cells, when they find congestion there, then whereas in the right position, you allow the brain cells to recede and the space between the two spheres of the brain will be balanced. Learn from your own body. Change. Prepare for well-supported Adho Mukha Virasana. Take the support and rest your forehead. Release the chest region downward. And now, especially after Supta Baddha and Supta Virasana, if you went straight and lying on your back, you'll find a kind of heaviness in the lower back. But now, see, when you bend forward, the heaviness is taken off. What you need to do is to move the head of the femur bone slightly backward and extend the trunk forward to create more space. Create the space to make the head of the femur bone go back. So adjust the blanket height, bolster height. Rest the forehead. The back of the head, the back of the neck have to be cooled down, especially for women who are dealing with menopause. The neck region especially has to remain soft. If the neck region remains soft, the inner walls of the throat remain quiet. The lower abdominal organs remain soft and descending towards the ground. So the body gets rested in two ways. One is you're bending forward and the abdominal region becomes soft and is descending to the ground. And that's why we think forward bendings, there's a contraction. But it's not really contraction. Here there's space. And if you're bending forward, there's an extension on the spine. And since it's facing the ground, then also any irritation in that area is lessened. And especially for women, hot flushes get checked with this position of bending forward. Release the lower abdominal region completely downward. So that bolster is giving you good support. And see that you don't risk any kind of stress on the organic region, especially near the groins. Because in that area, for women, there's the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, the uterus. And these areas begin to get hardened within when there's hormonal imbalance. Here you learn to release and free yourself of that hardening process. Now, with the knees and thighs away, find how the pelvic region is becoming broad. The basin of the pelvis becomes broader, wider. And when it becomes wider, you find the organic body having some space there. And that's why you find a kind of coolness and calmness. First, it comes physically and then mentally. So widen your legs, the inner thighs, the groins, so there's space to release, to let go. With the pelvic region getting broadened, the organic body finds space within to spread and a kind of coolness. In other words, the air percolates in that region. And you find the cellular body doesn't remain in a congested state. As you keep releasing the thighs, you find the lower abdomen finding space. And that lessens the squeezing, lessens the tightening of the abdominal organs. And that's why you find this pose giving great relief, because the abdomen gets cooled down and the head also gets cooled down, and you find quietness coming. So let go in that manner. Let go the lower abdominal region, with the exhalation, release it more and more. The exhalation breath has to release with the abdominal region, so it remains facing the ground. Also find around the anal mouth space and coolness in that area. And you'll find the whole body cooling. You find there's an aeration taking place. A freedom in that region. when the time's right for you, change. Raise the head with the exhalation and prepare for Adho Mukha Svanasana. With bolsters, blankets, whatever you need to rest the forehead. Adho Mukha Svanasana, using bolsters, blankets, whatever you need to rest your forehead. So you place your palms and walk back, positioning the bolster in the correct place. You might find you need to move the bolster slightly away. That means forwards for the forehead to rest on the bolster. So you're not resting the crown of your head. You're resting the forehead. So the bolster goes inside. If it goes inside too much, you can't rest your forehead. But in the correct position, the cervical regions has its natural curvature. If the neck is hard, you'll find the top of the head is hot. This should be avoided. Now, in your Adho Mukha Svanasana, the forehead is resting and your neck also has its curvature. As the neck is curved, the forehead resting, you'll find the brain resting. The more the frontal brain rests on the bolster, you'll find the brain cells becoming quiet. The more the frontal brain rests on the bolster, you put a full stop to the thoughts by descending that forehead, that region. You also have to take that top dorsal in. You have to move the cervical also deep downward. And with the exhalation, release that part. As you exhale, the neck region and the bottom skull region, neck region and the top dorsal, everything has to rest. The forehead, as it's pressed against the bolster, your neck is quiet. That top area of the back also has to be quietened. The forehead is rested on the edge of the bolster and the neck finds its curvature. That frontal forehead is rested. Know whenever thoughts are crowded in the brain, it's the forehead, it's this area where the thoughts project. No thoughts take you into the past or go to the future, but in this position, when you've rested that forehead area downwards, you find you're putting a full stop to your thoughts. Because the brain gets released, the frontal brain finds a real Shavasana state. Stay until it's right for you to change and then prepare for Shizasana. Interlock the fingers at the root. Place the forearms mindfully, one forearm bone on top of the other, holding the outer elbow in. In your own time, two legs together, whether bent or straight, go up to your shizasana. Steady yourself and think of the vertical lengthening and the horizontal opening. Forearms down, upper arms lifted. So my words should just be reminders as you skillfully place your positioning of the body. Roll the thighs from outside in, keeping the shoulders broad. Lift the side ribs. Feel the length in the body and project the big toe mound. Inversions give therapeutic benefit, not only physically, physiologically, but mentally and emotionally. So often when we're going through these periods in our lives where you need support, don't look outside for support, but do your inversions. For long-term students, you'll find the nervine strength is there to carry you through this time. Feel that you're lengthening the inner ankle to the inner heel, and the heels move backward and upward, keeping the throat quiet. See how your lifting of the upper arm, how your shoulder blades came onto the back ribs, how your side ribs were lifted, and the sternum plate stayed in a parallel state to the back ribs. And as the back ribs move in, how you can further lift the sternum. Throat quiet. Find that diaphragmic band broad. And if you find any trembling onto the diaphragm, a shaking in that area, then that's enough for you, and come down. Cut your outer ankles in, your shoulder blades in. And as you pressurized your forearm, see how the upper arm lifts and comes forward. And as it comes forward, see how the movement allows for a further lift. The more skillfully you can do your shizasana, the more you can align the bones, then the less effort, the less energy . So allow your shizasana to feed the inner body. The outer frame of the body is held with the least amount of effort. So at this stage, don't keep adjusting for the sake of adjusting. Only for the sake of maintaining. And now, maintaining that uprightness when it's right for you, slowly coming down. Lift the back waist up, hold the arms up, and slowly lower the 2 feet to the floor. Once down, just rest in Adho Mukha Virasana. Now prepare for shoulder stand in the chair, or if not possible, do your shoulder stand slightly away from the wall where you can rest your feet on the wall with the thighs parallel to the wall and the shins perpendicular so that you can hold the sacrum in and be quiet. Those in the chair, adjust the shoulders on the bolster properly. Shoulder bone back, chest well open to the front. Hold on to the back legs of the chair. Push the shoulder bone back and the chest region up. Shoulder bones back, side chest up. Now stretch the legs properly on the back of the chair. Don't allow the head to get tilted. Adjust the buttocks on the seat of the chair and the back of the legs have to extend away. But back of the legs also resting on the back of the chair. Get that support. Firstly, the support for the shoulders, secondly, the buttocks to the seat of the chair, and then thirdly, the back of the calf well supported. This good foundation using the support of the chair. Feel as if you're climbing up the chair. And in that climbing process, you're aligning the weight on your shoulders and the neck. So the support of the neck should be there without any kind of heaviness. The facial region completely in a relaxed state. Facial region, skin fiber everything receding. So now you can close your eyes and there's no fear of losing balance. Now, as the waistline and the buttocks are supported, the abdominal region should be soft, especially the organic body, which is resting on the spine. The inner organic body doesn't begin to sink. In this position, you don't have to have the fear of sinking, but the organic body is controlled. The organic body remains in its correct state. And from within, the lungs, how the chest holds open, so there's no compression on the diaphragm, the intercostal muscles, and the breathing becomes easy. Enjoy the freedom of the breath. And the space in the chest region. The freedom from inside gives good ventilation in the lung region. You find that the lungs are ventilating the air in such a manner you have no difficulty in breathing. Holding the back legs of the chair, see that the back ribs move in towards the body, and that supports the whole heart region in the front. The chest opening, you have to find the organic body from within. The heart, especially finding the support from inside. And at the same time, keep your brain cells quiet and cool. As the eyes are closed, relax and quieten the throat. Relax the tongue, but don't allow your tongue to get compressed. Find how the breath, with a soft, quiet exhalation, releases the brain cells. With the exhalation, allow the temples, the brain cells, the frontal forehead to become passive within. Then completing the time that's right for you, then quietly come out of the pose, pause for a while, and then you're going to lie yourself out for Shavasana. Adjust yourself and the equipment per your own needs. But today, if you've been suffering with mental tensions or mental problems, or there's an inner fear, then today I'd like you to put your bolster or something heavy on your thighs and lie yourself this way. It's important for the root of the thighs to recede downwards, especially if the legs feel heavy from inside or they're throbbing, or with nervousness they've become a bit shaky because that shakiness is felt through the whole body, including the brain cells. So therefore, lie yourself out with the thighs weighted. And also understand that the element of earth is strong in the legs. So putting something heavy on the thighs, that part has to recede completely down, so the earth element in your legs, due to that pressure, becomes light and they move down to Mother Earth. Now the neck region is another complicated area with the shoulders, shoulder blades, and the arms. If your shoulders are stiff, and if you feel as if the shoulder bones are coming closer to the neck, this will cause tension in the throat. So it's often a question of how much you spread your arms. So the shoulder bones have to be released so the extension of the arms towards the thumb, so the shoulders are moving away from the neck. So don't increase the distance between the arms and the trunk too much. Of course, the armpits should be free of tension and there should not be any heaviness in the armpit. And your shoulder bones move away from the neck. The arms should lengthen so the collarbone is spread. And the collarbone lifts slightly up towards the head side so it doesn't remain sinking towards the chest. So the collarbones have to be extended. And see how the collarbones are long with the direction of the arms allows that to happen. Because if the shoulder bones are going up, there's compression in that area, and from the head the brain cells start to disturb you. The moment you release the shoulder bone, the pressure on the inner walls of the throat, you should find a quietness coming in the brain. If the shoulders keep going towards the ears, there's tremendous earthquake on the brain cells. Once you release it, you'll find the body sends a message to the brain. please maintain me in this state so that I don't disturb you. The frontal forehead, from the top to the bottom, recedes downward. Feel the forehead from the hairline to the eyebrows receding towards the floor. From the forehead to the hairline towards the eyebrows. So with each exhalation, release the forehead from the top to the bottom, downwards. Release the skull bone to go towards the ground, quietening the brain cells, so those brain cells never hit against the walls of the skull. As you enjoy lying down on a cushioned bed and it keeps your body soft, in a similar manner, the fluid in those brain cells, for the brain to remove away from the light so the light doesn't disturb you, you find a cooling sensation in the brain too. From the inner corners of your eyes, that's near the nose walls, from the sides of the nose, release those inner corners of the eyes deep inside the socket of the eyes, and you'll find there's a natural cooling happening. Recede the inner corner of the eyes deeper and deeper downwards towards the brain, towards the back head. Go on releasing the inner corners of the eyes. Allow the pupils of the eyes to become soft from within. So there's no focusing of the eyes. Nothing is working in the brain cells. Make the machine, your brain, silent, quiet, and cool from within. Slow, soft exhalation and allow your brain cells to cool down from within. Makes the rest of the body cool down from within. So the brain is calm and in a quietened state. And from the eyes, let's come to the ears. And the bottom back ear should be free of tension. Release the bottom end of the ear downward, along with the lower jaw and the tongue. And you'll find the brain becoming cooler. Know the effect of the eyes, ears, nostrils, skin. All these things have to be quietened to make the body from within calm and quiet. To release the bottom of the ear downward, and there's an inner cooling sensation. The root of the tongue away from the upper palate, and find the brain cells getting quietened. A slow, soft exhalation, slow, soft inhalation. The inhalation should not be irritating at all. Slow, soft exhalation, and with each exhalation, as if each cell of the body is dissolving. And you may sink from within. From the crown of your head, you have to feel the tensions melting from inside the brain cells and downward. Like the snow melts on an icy peak and the water flows downward. In a similar manner, the brain cells, the river of knowledge from the brain has to flow downward. Feel as if you're receding into the heart, into your soul, to the very seed of yourself.